And we're glad to be here this morning. And once again, I am Brother Miguel Bancolita, and I am a Filipino missionary, and we are one of the missionaries that you're supporting and in the ministry. And I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you to all the members, pastor and staff of Rochdale Baptist Church here in Indiana. You are a blessing to us, and you have a big part in our ministry in the Philippines. And we can, because of your prayer and financial support, we are able to do what we are doing for God. And we have a video presentation about our ministry in the Philippines, and we will show to you, and I hope you will enjoy it. So all of this ministry that we're doing, is you have a great part of that. And after I show the video presentation, if you have any question about the ministry, then I will try to answer that before I preach. But after this, my wife will sing, and I will preach, and I hope it will be a blessing to us. So,
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never failed me, and all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Ang tinig mo, siyang gabay sa kasakitan, at nariyan ka sa gitna ng kadiliman. Ika'y aking kaibigan, o Diyos aking Ama, at ako'y buhay sa kabutihan ng Diyos. Ika'y tapat sa habang buhay, ika'y mabuti magpakailanman, hanggat ako ay nabubuhay, aawitin ko ang kabutihan ng Diyos. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will see of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Thank you so much once again, Rosedale Baptist Church and all the members, and for allowing us to come and give an update about our ministry. And you are all a blessing to us. And I just want to say thank you also to Pastor Matt for being a blessing and encouragement to us. And thank you so much, Pastor Matt, for your love and your help. Once in a while, when we have need, Pastor Matt is helping us. And you're all a big blessing to us. So we've been in that ministry for 11 years now. And by God's grace, the ministry is still continue. Still growing by God's grace. And one of the ministry that really close in our heart, and of course all the ministry are close in our heart, but the very close ministries, we call it children ministry, because we are the product of that. So when we went to that place, that's what we are doing, teaching children in every villages, in different villages. We gather them. Of course, we ask permission to their parents, and then we feed them. And through that ministry, we are able to visit their mom, their dad, their parents, and we are able to have a Bible study. And from there, we can build a church, a group, a Bible study, and later on, it become a church. So as of now, we have 9 children ministry in different villages. And we have more than 200 kids every Saturday that we are teaching. Of course, we have a young people, group of young people that are assigned in every area. So that's our ministry, and that's why we need help, because just to feed them, give them bread, it takes us a money to maintain those 9 children center. So please pray for us that we're able to do that, and we will continue doing that. And one of the main reason why we came back this time, so it's been 3 years the last time we were here, and there is a great need in our ministry. And actually, this is the very hard trip, but we need to take this trip because my visa is about to expired, and there is also a great need in our ministry, because one of our men, Pastor Wilfredo Angeles, which is my assistant pastor, he started his ministry 2 years ago, and they have the people there, and they have but they don't have a decent place or a place that they can gather. They are just using the garage, and they are just beside the road. So when it's rain, they get wet. When it's hot, it's really hot. When the tricycle pass by, it's noisy. They don't have a decent place. And that's why I'm trying my best to help him to buy a property and for them to build their own church. So that's my purpose. That's why I'm presenting these needs to the church wherever I can visit, to help us not only to pray but to help us to purchase the property. So our goal this year, we're raising $40,000 for the property and for the building in the Philippines. So our prayer is before we go back on June, we're able to raise that, and we're excited and we're looking forward that they can have their own property and own building in the Philippines. So please continue to pray that God will use people in the here and churches for us to be able to build a church and buy a property. And maybe you have a question before I preach this morning. It's been a month now since we arrived, and I got a lot of questions every time I call the pastor, I talk to the pastor. I encountered this question 3 times already, and because this pastor never been in the Philippines, I understand them. They called me, Brother Miguel, if you don't mind, we ask you a question. We never been in the Philippines. Help us to understand that situation there, because I saw you have people, you have a place, but how come you need to travel here and raise funds for your ministry? And why not? Your people cannot raise that, and you're not teaching them to give. And I said, Pastor, I teach tithes, I preach giving, and I challenge our people to give, and they are willing to give, and they are willing to sacrifice. But in the Philippines, Pastor, our people, we are in the province, we are not in the city. Our people, most of them are farmers. 80 people to 100 people, 10% have job, and they work for whole day for $10. They sacrifice, they give, but it's not much. It's not even enough to support the ministry. And it takes maybe 10 years for us to raise that, but that's why we're looking and praying for churches that would help us to make the ministry pastor and for the furtherance of the gospel. So please pray for us, and that God will continue to bless the ministry there. Amen. So if you don't have any question, I think I will start preaching now. Amen. Okay, so I know that's time is not it's late an hour, right, Pastor? It's supposed to be 11:35 now, and we need to be done at 12. Okay, so amen. So I will preach now, but if you will promise to be listened to me and be attentive and responsive, just shout amen, amen, when you're agreeing of what I'm saying here, and I will not keep you long. Amen. Okay, we're done. I'm easy to, you know, talk. All right. So I think we need to start now. Let's open our Bible, and if please stand with me if you can, and we'll read a couple verses in the book of Acts. I will read first Acts chapter 2. Just follow with your eyes, or if you are taking notes, Acts chapter 2, I will read verse 41 down to verse 45. Acts chapter 2, verse 41 down to verse 45. And they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. And they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And I will read verse chapter 4, verse 31 to 34. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they speak the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that oath of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power give apostles witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. In verse 34, neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold. Lord, this morning, thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity that we can come together to worship you, to glorify you. And thank you, Lord, for your word that we're going to study. Lord, bless each and every one of us, Lord, this morning. Bless your word and use me, Lord, as I preach to be a blessing to your people. And may you challenge us, remind us, or even rebuke us this morning. And Lord, may you get all the glory this morning. And we praise you, Lord. We lift you this morning. In Jesus' name I ask and pray. Amen and amen. You may now be seated. And I would like to speak this morning the message which I entitled, A Church with a Great Impact. A Church with a Great Impact. And we know when we say church, it came from the Greek word ekklesia, which means a called out ones or called out assembly. So when you say church, it's actually a group of believers that are saved. Amen. That's the church. And that's what we are going to talk this morning about, this group of believers, or I can say this early Christian, this church in Jerusalem. But before I go to that message, I want to ask each and every one of us a question this morning. What are we doing for God? What do you want to accomplish for God? And I ask that to myself, what I am really doing for God. What I am really want to do for God. And I told to God, I hope after this life, I hope people will remember something good about me. Where I can say I can accomplish something for God. Amen. And I hope that's our prayer this morning. To make a great impact in our community, in our family, and even in our country. And I say that because this early Christian in Jerusalem are make a great impact in their community, even in their country, because wherever they go, people notice something about them. So I can say that they are a good example to us, amen, on how to make an impact in our country, in our community, in the people around us. And I'm reading a commentary about the church. I'm still studying the church in Jerusalem, the first early church, and they are a growing church. They are a good example of making a impact of their community. They give us a good example. And in the span, we know that if you want to study Acts, in the book of Acts, you should start in Acts chapter 1. Amen. So yeah, I think that's help, right? Don't start there. Start in Acts chapter 2. Start in Acts chapter 1. Amen. And we can see God gave them a great commission. And according to the Bible scholar, in a span of 2 years, when the Lord Jesus Christ went back to heaven, they grow. There are estimated more than 50,000 people got saved and baptized and added to the church in because of this early Christian. Look at how that powerful. Look at how they grow. Amen. And what my question is, what make these people make a great impact? We know as we read the book of Acts that they were persecuted, amen, that they were threatened, that they not actually they are persecuted, not only they are threatened, but actually they put them to jail because these religious leaders are so worried. Many people, every time they heard the gospel, people are getting saved, turning their life to the Lord, and those religious leaders are so worried Amen. Because people is starting opening their mind and believing the Lord Jesus Christ. And they tell to these people, Peter, John, they said, stop preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ. And even they put to jail. They never stop. Amen. That cannot stop them. Amen. Every time they go out in the jail, they still preaching. Amen. They still serving. And no wonder these people, what can we do to these people? They had been with Jesus. They have the courage. Amen. That's why the Bible says they turn the word upside down. And this morning, if we want to make a great impact in our community, to those people around us, we will see what is their secret this morning. Amen. Why they have a great impact in their community. And I will not keep you long. Let's read in verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. I believe number one thing that we need to do if we want to have power, if we want to have impact in our serving God to those people around us, I believe their secret number one, I believe it is because of their prayer. Amen. Verse 31 is very clear that there is power in prayer. Amen. I believe all of us understand that. Amen. I believe we know the importance of prayer, that if we want power in our life, we need the secret of that is prayer. Amen. The secret of prayer is praying in secret. Amen. But now it's not a secret anymore. I told you already. Amen. If you want power, then let's start praying. Amen. No wonder sometimes there is no power in our church. There is no power in our life. There is no power in what we're doing, because we forgot that prayer, that power comes when we pray. Amen. This group of believers, every time they have problem, every time they threaten them, and every time there is a persecution, what they will do, they gather together and they pray together. Amen. You can read that throughout in the book of Acts, because they believe and they know that there is power in prayer. Amen. That's why God gave us a great promise in prayer. In Matthew chapter 7, we know that Matthew chapter 7 is a great promise, that if we just seek, we will find. Amen. If we will just, Bible said, seek and ye shall find. Amen. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Ask and it shall be given you. That's a great promise of prayer. Amen. We are so, not only that, but we are commanded to pray, not only a promise, but actually God is commanded us to pray. Amen. So if God's command us to pray and we don't pray, we disobey God. That means we commit sin. Amen. We know that prayerlessness is a sin. Because every time we don't pray, it seems we're saying to ourselves, I can do it without God. It seems we don't trust God. We are so proud. We are so boastful. Every time we don't pray, it seems we are saying, Lord, I don't need you. Amen. That's why God commanded us to pray. Amen. Thessalonians said, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Luke 18:1 says, man ought always to pray and not to pain, because there are times we will pain. Amen. We will become weak. God knows that. That's why we can get strength in prayer. Amen. That's why this early Christian, I believe, have the power because they prayed together. they know the power and the importance of prayer in their life. That's why I hope and I pray that each of us have a quiet time to God. Amen. I believe you come together here on Wednesday because you believe in prayer. But not only on Wednesday, I believe we have a quiet time. Amen. I believe we have a quiet specific time that we pray to God. Amen. Don't take that lightly. It is important in our life. Amen. If we want power in our life, if we want our family to be right, if we want our church to be strengthened or to grow, we need prayer. There is no Christian that will grow without prayer. Amen. That's why when was the last time we asked God, we prayed for our church, for our family, for our loved ones. I hope we keep praying to them. Amen. I got saved when I was 13 years old. And I started praying for my family. I'm the first Christian in the family. Our family are very devoted Catholic. But I'm glad I was able to know the Lord at a young age. But even though at the young age, at the age of 13, when I went home, at the back of my mind, I know my mom, my dad are not saved. My six siblings are not saved. And I start praying to them. Tears flow in my eyes because at the back of my mind, every time I saw my family, I know I'm going to heaven. But I know they don't know, and I know they are not. And I start praying for them. It takes years, but God answers my prayer. Amen. I was able to lead my mom and my dad, my siblings in the Lord. I was able to baptize my mom 2 years ago. And they are serving with me now with the Lord. Because God answers prayer. Amen. There is power in prayer. And God is still hears and answer prayer right now until our time. Amen. Don't stop believing in prayer because God is always listening to us and is always ready to answer our prayer. It may take long, but it never too late. Amen. Don't stop praying. Amen. I remember when the first time I met my wife, we see each other in the church and she really loved the Lord. And I prayed to God when we enter in the Bible college. I decided to enroll in a Bible college after my high school. I don't know that she also enrolled in a Bible college. We came and we see each other in a Bible college. And you surrender your life as well. And I'm not wondering because she loved the Lord. But I told her, well, I will pray for you. I want you to become my partner in life. And she told me, stop asking me, Miguel. I don't like you. Oh, mama. And there's no way that I'm gonna be like you. And here's the heavy word that comes to her mouth. Even you're the only man in the world. No way. 4 years of praying, she don't know I'm praying for her. But when we graduated after 4 years of prayer, she finally say yes to me. Because there is power in prayer. Amen. God changed her eyes. She looked me beautiful when I'm handsome. Amen. Okay. Even though I'm not really handsome, but God changed her eyes, her sight. Don't stop praying. God will answer prayer. Amen. If we want power, if we want to make an impact. Not only that, but I want you to see because of their prayer. And here's the second one I want you to see because of their purpose. They know their purpose. And if we will read Acts chapter 4, in verse 20, they said, when they want to stop them, they said, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And when it comes, no, it means they are ready. They know their purpose. And in Acts chapter 5, in verse 29, Peter and the other apostle answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Amen. That's their purpose in their life, to obey God, to serve God, to love God, to glorify God. Amen. That's the purpose of our life. Amen. If as long as you know your purpose while you are here in this world, you will continue doing that. Amen. And I want to remind you that our purpose is to obey the Lord. Amen. We can read that in Matthew chapter 22, 37 to 38. Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. If I want to remind you, Ecclesiastes 12, 13, let us hear the whole conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. I remember Corinthians 10:31, Paul says, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do for the glory of God. Amen. That's our purpose. Amen. So if we know our purpose, that we should love God, we should serve God, we will glorify God, it doesn't matter if you know that, you will not easily give up. Amen. You will not easily stop in serving God. We may hurt sometimes. Amen. People may not appreciate what we are doing. And even though they recognize us or not, they will appreciate us or not, that's fine. That will not stop us serving God, because we know our purpose while we do things that we do, because it's all for God. Amen. We are doing for the glory of God. We are doing because we love God. So even though we hurt sometimes, even people may leave and people may forget us, even though people will stop doing the things, if you know your purpose, you will not be affected, because what we are doing is for the glory of God. It's not about us. It's all about Him. Amen. So I always remind our people, ministry is not a place to shine, it's a place to serve. And our people knows that. And I always reminding our people that the things that we're doing here, those children ministry, those young people ministry, those visitation soul winning, is not our ministry. It's God's ministry, and God has given us an opportunity to be part and to be used of that ministry. And our people knows that. That's why even we're here, they keep working. They still continuing. And every Saturday, we've been here for a month. But even though we gone, and we will be here for 4 months, but the ministry there doesn't stop. It still continue and it's still growing, because people, they know their purpose. Amen. We're not glorifying. We're not pleasing man. We're not serving man. We're serving God. Amen. So it doesn't matter they appreciate it or not. We have only one audience that we need to please. Our God. Amen. God knows our heart. Amen. We should continue our purpose. And not only that, we see their prayer, we see their purpose, and this is the thing that what I like to them. We see their preaching. They preach in Acts chapter 3. Peter, we see that Peter is not actually an intellectual. Amen. If you will read Acts chapter 4 in verse 13, here's what they said about them. Acts chapter 4 in verse 13. I will read Acts chapter 4 verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they looked, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Amen. They have the boldness. That's why in Acts chapter 3, Peter preached, amen, with boldness. Amen. He preached, he exposed the sin of this religious leader. He, in his preaching, is not only exposed their sin, but he exalt, He edified Christ and he exalted Christian. That should be a great preaching. Amen. Don't stop preaching about sin. Don't stop preaching about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That in his preaching, we should exalt Christ. Amen. We should edify the believers. And we don't be afraid to preach about sin, because sin is still sin in the sight of God. Wrong is still wrong in the sight of God. Amen. And the result of that, we read already in Acts chapter 2, 3,000 souls got saved. And he preached the next sermon in Acts chapter 4, verse 4, 5,000 souls got saved. Amen. Christian, let's continue preaching. Amen. Not only the work of the pastor or a leader, but it's an responsibility of every Christian that we must teach, we must preach the gospel. Amen. That's the Lord Jesus Christ is the only salvation. Amen. That's the preaching of Peter. We can read that, Acts chapter 4 in verse 12. Amen. That's why we must preach the word, because Paul said in Romans, that's why Paul knows that, because when Paul got saved, we know Paul got saved in the book of Acts, and from then he surrendered his life, and he knows that I am a debt. He has a debt that he need to preach the gospel. He need to share that salvation that he received from the Lord. That's why Romans chapter 6, chapter 1 in verse 16, Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation of to every man that believeth." Amen. Let's continue preaching, sharing the word of God. Amen. That's why Paul, in his old age, he gave an advice to young Timothy, his son in faith. Amen. That as a young pastor, he gave an advice to young Timothy. And Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, chapter 4, verse 2 and 3, Timothy, preach the word. Be instant in season. And reprove, rebuke. Amen. We can see the advice of Paul to young Timothy, that Timothy must preach the word, be instant in season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and doctrine. And if you continue in verse 3, for time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Amen. We must keep preaching the word of God. Amen. We must have a compassion to the people. Amen. That's what we are here for. We are saved to serve. Amen. We are saved to share that salvation. Amen. That's what we keep telling to the people. Keep on preaching. Keep on sharing the Lord Jesus Christ, because this is the power of God. Amen. Unto salvation. And lastly, and I'm done. Are you still there? Yep. Amen. So I'm glad you're still there. So lastly, in verse 32, amen, we see their prayer, we see their purpose, and we see their preaching. But this is what I like to them. In verse 32, we can see their passion. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. This verse is telling me that they love each other and they love other people. They are willing to sacrifice. They are willing to give up what they have just to be a blessing to others. Amen. I like verse 32. The multitude of them believe were of one heart. You cannot see division. You cannot see envy, hatred in their life. They had all things in common. They love each other. and they love other people. What a passion. Amen. And actually, that's what God wants to every one of us, that we need to love one another. Amen. We need to pray for one another. We should bear everyone's burden. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ teach of his disciples when he is about to be back in heaven. In John chapter 13, he gathered his disciples and teach them about love. Amen. Because God is love. He knows about love, and he teach them love one another so that people may know that ye are my disciples. Amen. I remember John, 1 John chapter 4, if you have time or taking note, verse 20 to 21. What a verse, what a rebuke to every one of us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Amen. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. We're here to love one another, to help one another, to pray for one another. Amen. We are not here to criticize, to put down each other, or to compete to each other. We're here to love one another and to love other people. Amen. And the Bible is even give us a great command. In Matthew chapter 5, in verse 44, you remember the Bible says, love your enemy. Amen. It's hard to do that, right? But we should love our enemy. And if ever you don't know or you forgot the meaning of that, that means love your mother-in-law. Amen? I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm just kidding. Okay. We must have a passion to the lost soul and to the people around us. We must have a burden to love other people. And I learned this in 11 years of ministry, that people don't care how much we know until they know how much we care. Amen. One of my favorite song, the title of my favorite song is A Word We Never Touch, because in chorus that song says, how can we reach a word we never touch? How can we show them Christ if we never show them love? Amen. In our ministry, that's what I'm holding on. That's what in my heart, that we went to that place. I know I'm not that smart. I'm not that intellectual, or I'm not that talented. One thing I know, I'm just a good-looking man. That's the things that I know. Amen. But I told to myself, Lord, I'm not intellectual, but Lord, I can love these people. I love them as because you love me, and I love these people, and I do what I can do to win these people and bring them to you. We don't know what to do. We just teach, we just love, we just feed and sacrifice what we ever have. My wife is a living witness that we went to that place. I'm not complaining, but we don't have any support. For 3 years, we work Monday to Friday, Saturday and Sunday, we go to that place. We travel 1.5 hours from where we live, and we go to that place. And when we have baby, my wife is start asking me a question, Miguel, why we use our money? Why we work Monday to Friday and just feed these kids? We have our kids now. We should save, and we should think also of our family. And I told to her, well, if that's your thinking, maybe it's time to quit, and maybe we can save money. And she cried and told me, I know, that's not what I mean, she said. And I know I'm just testing her because I know she loved the Lord, but we just trust the Lord. And God's hand is not short to provide our needs. And after 3 years, God gave us partner in the ministry. We just love these people. And after 11 years, after 6 years, actually, we see the fruits. We see people keep coming. And they, because when you love people, they will love you back. When you love these kids, it seems they you cannot get anything. They are just, you know, playful. But we know the heart of the children. We've been there. We're just going there just for the bread. But God gave us offering not only bread to us, but the bread of life. Amen. I got saved to that ministry, and that's what we keep doing it. And in 11 years, God blessed that ministry. Amen. There are young people come to me before we even came here. Pastor Miguel, you may not remember us. Yes, I don't really remember. But we are the kids that you touched before, 6 years ago, and they are teenagers now. Thank you for teaching us, and we want to come back to church. Amen. Well, we have the church now. I give the address, and they are going there. Amen. My challenge this morning, don't stop making impact to the people around us. I was able to win my family because they see changes maybe in my life. My wife is the first Christian in her family, and she win all her family in the Lord. Don't stop making an impact. Amen. Let us keep praying. Let us keep preaching. Let us keep reminding of our purpose. Amen. And let us continue having a passion to the people around us. And I believe we will make a great impact. Let's close our eyes, bow our head. I will pray, and I will call Pastor Matt to close us in prayer. God, gracious God and Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this morning, for giving us, Lord, an opportunity and privilege that we can worship you, we can praise you. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one of us that are here. And Lord, may you continue, Lord, to give us passion, Lord. Give us more love to the people around us, especially, Lord, to those lost souls. And may you make our life to have an impact to them, Lord. I hope and I pray, Lord, that may we give a good example. May we live a good example life. Make us a light and a salt of this word so that, Lord, people may come to know you, Lord. And Lord, may we give you all the glory and praises this morning. In Jesus' name, I ask all these things. Amen and amen.